Vancouver obviously has a very visible homeless population, specifically in the area of East Hastings. There's been widespread speculation on what will be done with the homeless community in Vancouver during the Games. To your knowledge, what will be happening with and to the homeless people of the greater Vancouver area during the Olympics?
Well, we're already seeing the effort to drive them into the suburbs. Burnaby is already suffering as a result of what I believe is a very calculated process of driving people out of the downtown east side and pushing them into suburban areas, at least temporarily. They've been doing a big cleanup in the downtown east side. They've been fencing off areas. They've closed down the park. Ostensibly for repairs, is that they've done a lot of things to try to make sure that they clean up the streets in the downtown east side, but they don't clean up the problem, and the problem is just disseminated into other parts of the lower mainland. And I find that, you know, really, you know, it's so calculated and it's so abusive. You know, is that don't deal with the real problem, deal with the appearance, which is, in essence, what often happens with this government is the reality of child poverty, of the poverty of individuals in our society, is always pushed to the back of the agenda. But whatever they can do to make it appear that things are all right is acceptable. So while you see hundreds of millions, billions of dollars spent on infrastructure, there's a paucity of money that's gone into the kind of social services that are necessary to deal with the most vulnerable people in our society. The people who've been closed out of Riverview and mental health facilities, the people who are on the streets and drug addicted, the people who have multiple problems, psychological and drug or alcohol problems, those people are still left to fend for themselves. And the irony of it is that these people don't even have social workers assigned to them. And if anybody in the world needs a social worker, it's someone who is in a situation of homelessness.
These policies of getting the homeless into the suburbs of the greater Vancouver area, are they the municipal government's policies or the provincial's, or whose are they?
Well, I think that there's obviously some collusion on the part of governments to get to this stage. I think that Vancouver has for many, many years been pushing its social problems into one quarter of the city. It's been a policy to continue to provide services in one part of the city, to provide whatever low-cost housing is available in one portion of the city. I mean, Vancouver is very much a city of west side, east side, and the downtown east side is the worst of the east side. And that's been a social policy. It's been an urban policy. It's been part of their municipal policy for many, many years, that the downtown east side was where the flotsam and jetsam gathered, that it was really the place where you caught the last dregs of society, and the rest of the city remains relatively protected. But it's expanded. It's expanded beyond Main Street, down Hastings Street, into areas that have traditionally been safe from that kind of problem have now suffered, and businesses are starting to react. While businesses in the downtown east side weren't listened to, when it starts to affect Granville businesses, when it starts to affect convention centers, is that then the issue becomes important. And now with the Olympics coming, it's an ugly blot on what is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And so the idea isn't to fix the problem, it's to somehow spread the problem around. And I've been appalled, really, at some of the comments coming out of Vancouver that this is all somebody else's problem that Vancouver's had visited upon them. Ironically, is they never talk about it being somebody else's problem when they're getting a new convention center, or when $350 million is being spent to repair BC Place, or when they're getting all the benefits. There's never any argument about who should get the benefits. Vancouver should. But when it's the problems, it somehow belongs to all of us.